I am speaking with Vicki Hartzler, representative from Missouri and on the House Agriculture Committee, and we're going to chat about the Farm Bill. And looks like we're going to get a Farm Bill out of the Senate, possibly today, and wanted to get your thoughts, first of all, on how the Senate bill, we had a little incident, I guess, last week where we had this unanimous consent little fight going on there. And I know that one of the amendments that got caught in that in the Senate was the catfish amendment, which you sponsored in the House. But I wanted to get your assessment of the Senate bill and how it compares to the House bill out of the Agriculture Committee.
Well, I really haven't looked very closely at the Senate bill, mainly been focusing on the House version, but I understand they do have a safety net program, but it's not quite like ours. We have the target price safety net as well as the total revenue option, and they have a little bit of a different version of that. But we'll see if they get their bill out, and mainly we want to focus on our bill, which we're going to be debating in the House the next couple of weeks, and the big job we have is to get that through the House and passed, and then we can worry about getting with the Senate in a conference committee at a future date.
Well, let's talk about that catfish amendment, which I know you sponsored on the House Agriculture Committee. Why is that important to you?
Well, it's a perfect example of wasteful, duplicative government spending, and we can't afford that nowadays. We have to make sure our tax dollars are used wisely, and there's no reason to set up a double inspection system for seafood in this country. It's going to waste $30 million initially and $14 million every year after to carry out. In addition to that, it jeopardizes trade with especially Southeast Asian countries, and we don't want to start a trade war with the rest of the commodities and put them in jeopardy, which it very well could. I was encouraged that we got it passed in the committee with very big support, and hopefully we'll be able to maintain that once it reaches the House floor in a couple of weeks.
In a couple of weeks, yeah, they were talking about next week. Now, Colin Peterson last week spoke to a group and seemed kind of, I guess, pessimistic about the chances of the Farm Bill in the House, but he kind of changed his tune over the weekend and does say he thinks that that you will get a Farm Bill out, but it looks like there could be quite a number of amendments that may be considered. What are you hearing regarding that, and what do you think as far as how long it might take to get a Farm Bill out of the House?
I'm cautiously optimistic that we will, but there are going to be a lot of amendments and there is going to be lots of discussion. I think a lot of it will be determined by the Rules Committee and how many amendments they do allow and what the nature of that looks like. But there's a lot of controversial aspects to the bill among several members, and it's been eye-opening to me as I'm a lifelong farmer. And I very much understand the importance of the Farm Bill to American agriculture, most importantly to the American consumer, and the reason that we have the most affordable, accessible, and safest food supply in the world is because partly of not only our farmers' interests, but the wise government safety net program that we have had here in America. And I view the Farm Bill as a matter of national food security. We never want to put ourselves in a position in this country of being dependent on foreign countries for our food, as we have been in years past with our oil and our energy. So it's a good investment for the American consumer, and it deserves to pass. But since you have 80% of the Farm Bill has nothing to do with food production, it has to do with the food assistance programs. That is a controversial aspect when we have food stamp program growing so rapidly the last few years, with 1 in 7 Americans now on that program. Some people find that controversial and believe we need to make more cuts in that area. Others, of course, feel like there should be no cuts in that area. And then, of course, we have the different commodities that have different views about things. So we have conservation title and other things on the ag production side. So we have a lot to discuss. Certainly the most controversial parts are the new dairy program. I expect amendments on the floor to revise that. The sugar program always brings up a lot of discussion and debate on that. And we'll see, you know, how people feel about the new safety net programs we've got on the production agriculture side. Some would prefer just to do away with all of them and only have crop insurance. So it's going to be an interesting debate, and I'm looking forward to visiting with my colleagues and making sure they understand the importance of American agriculture and the importance of this bill.
So we're looking at next week to get the bill to the floor, hopefully. What do you think the chances are that we're going to get a farm bill done by August?
Well, I think certainly that should be the goal. And, you know, it may take several days in the House to pass that out. But if the Senate gets theirs done, then we can go to conference. And I know the leadership of the House Ag, and I think the Senate Ag Committee as well, wants to see this done and wrapped up before August. So we're certainly going to try.
Do you feel that there's some pressure on Congress to get this bill done after what happened last year?
I think so. I think Rural America, you know, spoke loudly even in some of the elections that we understand this should be a priority. And so those voices are heard. We cannot have another extension. I think that's a poor way to run a policy, and agriculture producers need some certainty, as does the rest of the economy. So we need to get this done and, you know, let the farmers and ranchers of this country know what the policy is going to be for the next 5 years so they can make plans and concentrate on doing what they do best, which is feeding the world.
Talk about the bipartisanship on the House Agriculture Committee regarding the farm bill. It seems like you've all worked together very well, which is highly pretty much unusual in Congress.
It is very encouraging to see the bipartisan support that we have on the Ag Committee and our willingness to work together for our constituents and for the American consumer. And ultimately, that's what this is about. So we're, you know, focusing on the policy and what's best there, and not so much the politics. And that is refreshing.
Well, hopefully that'll carry over to the floor. Well, that's yet to be seen. Vicki, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that the House version of the bill saves taxpayers about $40 million. We understand we need to do more with less and make our government more efficient and effective. And it does that by cutting about $23 billion on the farm policy side. And we do that by eliminating direct payments, countercyclical payments, acre insure program. But yet we still maintain a safety net there for ag production. We also eliminate and combine 23 different duplicative conservation programs and roll those into 13. And we're going to allow some land to come back in production through the CRP program. And that will save about $6 billion on that side. And I'm just so proud of the farmers in my area and other across this country I've talked to, and that they understand you know, that our nation has, you know, almost $17 trillion worth of debt, and that we have to do more with less. And they're supportive of doing away with the direct payment programs. And I think that says a lot about them. And on the nutrition side, we do, you know, about $20 billion, but not by taking one single calorie away from a child or a family who is hungry. What we do is remove some of the crazy waste in the program right now, such as the federal government sending bonuses back to the states for sending in their food stamp paperwork on time. That's a perfect example of waste of our tax dollars. We also put provisions there making sure that lottery winners and illegal immigrants and others do not receive the food stamps. And we make sure that something called categorical eligibility is eliminated, and that's costs a lot of money right now, where someone is automatically given food stamps even though they don't qualify for food stamps, but it's because they do qualify for a different public assistance program that's unrelated to food. And so we do away with that and say, you know, everybody should apply for food stamps, fill out the paperwork. If they qualify, then we're going to make sure they get it. But if they don't, then they shouldn't be, you know, getting that program and taking advantage of it. So those are some of the things that we're doing there to save taxpayer dollars, but yet still making sure we have a very strong, viable program for our farmers, maintain our crop insurance for them, but at the same time also make sure Americans in need get the help they need for food, but eliminating the waste and fraud and abuse in the system.
All right, very good. And I know that's going to be a battle on the floor, and I hope that calmer minds prevail and that we get a food, farm, and jobs bill passed this year. Thank you very much, Representative Vicki Hartzler of Missouri, a member of the House Agriculture Committee. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.